All right, this hour is brought to you by Precor Home Fitness. Hope you're having a good morning. It's Brock and Salk here on 710 ESPN Seattle.
Hey, I'm having a great morning.
We're on 710sports.com. Why so good this
morning?
You're just excited to talk to the people?
Night. Yeah, fully excited to talk to the peeps. Excited last night to spend the evening with so many of the folks that make this station go, right? Just the sponsors and the advertisers and friends and, I don't know, the grasshopper shot we all did around the room, except you and Lori. You guys wouldn't do it. You wouldn't buy into what everybody else did.
Nope.
Hanging out with all of them.
Sure wouldn't.
Yeah, just a blast. I don't know, high life. Your leg was bent last night. Your computer wasn't working right. So,
dude, I felt like Clayton. Like if John had asked me how I was doing today, I know he didn't, but if he had asked me today how I was doing, I would have said, not good, John. I'm in a bad mood. And then he maybe would have said, why? And I would have said, my computer, having computer issues, email's not working, can't get on the computer. That would have been me this morning.
You know, you could have texted on the phone.
I'm almost dead.
That's how I do it.
I can't do that. I don't know. That makes me sick how much you write on the phone. I like to write on my computer.
Okay, great.
I'll say this quickly, and then we'll take all the lines are totally open. I totally understand why my computer needs to run updates and then restart and all that.
Right.
No problems with that.
Right.
And then sometimes it'll say, do you want to run updates? And generally say yes. Would it kill them to give you a warning as to how long that will take?
Oh, interesting.
Because occasionally the update is like, okay, you got to update Mozilla. And it takes 30 seconds and then you're back up and running. No problem. I want to do that.
Right.
This was at least 2.5 hour update. Eventually I had to go to bed.
Yes.
Like couldn't they warn you about that before it says this will take a while?
There's an article in Gizmag I was reading the other day. I think they're moving towards that.
Howdy, why does that have to take, why don't they give you a warning that it's a 2.5 hour process instead of a 30 second one?
Howdy's busy back there. He's paying you no attention.
All right, let's answer the calls then. 206-421-3776. Any argument, any comment you want to make about anything going on here in Seattle sports or otherwise, we're here for you guys for about the next 45 minutes. Get it going with Nick, who is in Bothell. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, fellas. How's it going?
What's up?
I want to talk a little Stanley Cup playoffs. Have you been watching any?
Tons, yes.
Yes.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I just had this great interaction last night at my local beer spot. You see, I've been following Vegas since they've started. You know, I lived there for a couple of years, so I'm like, okay, sweet, I have an official affiliation now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been so much fun to watch them. And I was just, you know, going off with this guy about how great it's been and how excited we are to have a team here and, you know, how much we love Fleury now that he's not on Pittsburgh.
Yeah, no kidding.
And it's just been... Yeah, it's been a lot of fun to watch.
All right, so two thoughts on that, Nick, real quick. One is this. Has anybody seen the shot of Marc-Andre Fleury last night after the game? There's a little video that I think the Vegas team put out. He's the goalie for the Vegas Golden Knights. He used to be really good when he was with Pittsburgh. Had a couple down years, so he goes to Vegas, and he's been incredible this year. He's also known as a really good dude.
Okay.
So after the game last night, he's playing bubble hockey, you know what I mean, with the little guys that you twist the... You twist the knobs and the little hockey players go up and down in the little bubble rink. He's playing with a couple of the kids who were, I think, orphaned from the big bus crash a couple of months ago.
Wow.
Just right after the game the
Pretty
other
cool.
night.
Pretty cool.
I guess that's 2 nights ago, but how sweet is that?
Very
so
cool.
That's one note. But here's my question for you, Nick. If you're excited about the Seattle team coming, right?
Oh, you bet.
So with that in mind, are you rooting for Vegas to win, or do you think that would in some way either corrupt the process or set the expectations too high for the Seattle team once it gets here?
I think the expectations are probably already too high because I highly doubt even in 2020 we'll end up getting a goalie at the same caliber as Fleury.
True.
But that said, I'm rooting for them to win it all just because we've already gone too far. I mean, they're in the Western Conference Finals. They're playing another team.
Yeah.
That has never been that far before. I mean, yep. Winnipeg's great and everything, but
I'm with you there, Nick. I'm totally with you, brother. Like you and I see this differently. So you're now rooting against them, of course. Which is better, for the Vegas Knights to win it all for us in Seattle, or for them to?
It's not for them to win it all.
Sure,
that would not be good.
No,
for
Oh, sure
us
it is.
Seattle.
They can do it. We can do
no.
it. Yep. Set the bar. Set the expectations.
Also, look, I'm excited about the idea. I think the NHL's gotten it right that an expansion team should have some success right off the bat. Do you really want them to win it all in their first
you
year?
You go for it. Yep. Go for
know.
It. What a
that
story.
Doesn't feel
what
right
an unbelievable
to me.
Story.
You go for it unless you just decide to change the expansion rules in between now and
right,
then.
Right, exactly.
Because if Salk's right and they do that does change the process, I'll be upset about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, me too.
Okay, hockey fans, Lydia, Salk, you tell me this. Why in the world are home teams nearly 10 games under 500 in the NHL playoffs?
No idea.
As an entire group, and you saw it again last night, right? Tampa goes into Washington, evens the series there after Washington took both down there. Nearly 10 games under 500 are the home hockey teams.
I can't tell you. I don't know.
But home ice not matter in hockey?
Well, I'll tell you.
Oh, it absolutely matters.
It's not mattering in these playoffs?
It hasn't.
It hasn't. Maybe that's a pressure thing. Maybe a lot of these teams are young, or maybe it's a pressure thing. Who knows?
It mattered most when we were kids, when the rinks were different. I really wish they hadn't gone away from that in hockey. One of the great things about hockey until I forget when it changed, maybe around the 90s, early 90s, is that each rink could have its own size. So there were some rules, some that had some
really?
Parts of it that had to be the same. You had to have the same distance.
Kind of like baseball
sort of
stadiums
in the middle,
are all a little different.
But the corners could all be of different lengths. So if you were trying to build your team around a fast skating, wide open style,
right.
You would have a bigger rink.
Huh.
And then if you wanted more of a tight checking, dump and chase type of team,
yeah.
You would have kind of a rink with smaller corners and a smaller rink size. So I wish they hadn't gone away from that. I always thought that was great. 206-421-3776. How about let's grab Claire, who is in Carnation. Good morning, Claire.
Morning.
What you got this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Doing great.
We're great. What's on your mind?
Alrighty. So I was thinking about Robbie Cano. I grew up watching the Mariners. I grew up wearing my dad's Gordado jersey to bed. I am a longtime fan. And honestly, looking at Robbie Cano get busted for this, I'm kind of pissed off at him because there's all these really good players on the team who are playing a clean game, and he just decides to go and just trash all of that with one stupid move. And I feel like that's probably why Nelson Cruz is so upset, because he's seeing his longtime friend trash the team like this.
Well, Claire, you're not alone. I was asking some people last night. Thank you for the phone call. I was asking some folks just in the suite last night around the stadium. It's fun to be there, and there's a lot of that sentiment still. I think we move on so quickly, Mike, you and I do, just because we have to in this job.
Like, all right, he did it. He's let's move on.
But
what's
Claire,
next?
But Claire, at the core of it, the essence of it, what makes you so mad?
Well, because you've got like a lot of legit players on this team who are putting in the work, and you can see them all. Like, we've got this guy switching to second base just so he can cover up for this mistake. You got people running around trying to cover up for him. They're putting in the work. And
it's hard for me, though, Claire, because the two people you mentioned have both been popped for PEDs. I mean, I get it, and I totally understand the sentiment. I'm not making fun or anything, but the two people you just mentioned, Nelson Cruz, who was sad, and D. Gordon, who's moving to second base, have both been popped for PEDs within the last, 5 years?
Yeah, and my point is that now they're working hard and they're playing.
Are they? And I'm not saying they're not, but to sit here, I think, and say, well, this person's clean,
well,
I'm sorry. I can't do that in baseball.
Well, I'll tell you this, Claire, and I think many people, you're going to be watching closely. And if this thing starts to go the wrong direction, right, wrong, and different, maybe it would have with Robbie in there anyway. Maybe the bullpen would have been a mess. Maybe guys would have been trying to do too much with the losing scale. Who knows?
Yeah.
But if this thing turns the other way here, right, and they go through a couple week stretch, you're going to feel more of that.
I would say so, absolutely. A lot of real anger at Robbie. And by the way, I think it's totally deserved. The one take that I have agreed with, and I think I really completely understand. I heard it from Jim Moore. I heard it from Lindsay last night. People we've been talking to is, I'm mad at Robbie. Why are you mad at him? Are you mad because he's a user? No! I'm mad because he screwed the Mariners.
Yeah.
I don't care about Nelson Cruz. He did it for somebody else. I don't care about Baltimore. I don't care about Miami. I'm mad because he did it to my team. I don't care about the morality of it. I care about my team, and he hurt the team. And I fully, fully endorse Jim Moore and everyone else I've heard with that point of view. I totally agree with it. Let's grab Dan, who's in Milton. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Actually, I was just going to relay on that. I mean, we're saying that he's taken PEDs, but do we know that for sure?
Yes.
All he took was a Gretic.
Yes. Yeah, I think we pretty much know it for sure, Dan, and he knows it.
We know that he dropped his appeal, pleaded essentially nolo contendere. We know that baseball was able to prove, at least according to them, that it wasn't just an accidental use of a drug, that it was used as a masking agent for something.
Well, there's tens of thousands of people that take that same drug just for water retention.
But baseball has some level of evidence that was strong enough to convince Cano to drop his appeal, that they believe he was using it for more than just that.
Yeah, the burden of proof, Dan. The burden of proof in baseball a little different. In football, you get hit, you know, and you're just done. There's no burden of proof. That falls on the player. The burden of proof falls on Major League Baseball. They're the ones that have to take it a step further. The Players Association of Major League Baseball is so strong, it turns that burden of proof back on Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball started to dig in, started to do its work, maybe started to have conversations that got a little too close, and Robbie said, okay, I'm out. I'll drop my appeal. Right. So actually, they were the ones that had to get to that burden of proof, and then it was Robbie that had to be the one to call it.
Okay. It's just, I understand that the fluorescent light is banned because it is a masking agent. It's just, we don't know if he actually took PEDs. So.
Well, we don't specifically, but I think we can use our brains. And my brain tells me exactly, your brain doesn't have to tell you the same thing mine does. Yeah. Mine tells me something very clear, and that is there's no reason to be using that specific diuretic at his stage of life and the fact that it's banned by baseball other than because it's a masking agent.
Yeah, and one more thing I would say to that, Dan, outside of just me and Mike that have to have these opinions on the show, you don't hear his skip, you don't hear the GM, you don't hear even his teammates really having his back.
Haven't heard
this
anybody.
This is so wrong, and I can't believe he got hosed, and he never did test positive. You didn't hear any of that rhetoric from anyone, and they love him. As they've said, they're family, but he made
a
mistake.
Great point. 206-421-3776. Open lines here today. Any sports argument you have wanted to make, anything you think this show needs for a little bit, let's grab Cameron, who is in Bellevue. Good morning, Cameron.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Cameron, you think you're going to be in the top five, don't you? You think you're going to be one of our top five callers. Yep.
I'm so freaking excited for the World Cup, and I want to try and drum up some interest with you guys.
Oh, is this the year the U.S. wins?
Storyline.
The U.S. is going to win this year, right?
No, they are not in it, which I think actually makes it slightly more interesting to watch because a lot of people still have mixed feelings on the U.S. national team, but there are so many great storylines. Is Messi going to win a World Cup for Argentina? Is Iceland going to have another awesome underdog run? Mm-hmm. And then Mo Salah just set the goal-scoring record in the EPL, and can he take Egypt to the first African country semifinal? I mean, there's just a ton of great storylines, and I think if people understood what some of those through lines were, people would become invested.
Here's what I think they should do. I got a couple ideas to make the World Cup more interesting this year. What I would like to see is some sort of a fist fight stage between Pele and Maradona. Let's cut to the chase here. Enough talking about Messi or Ronaldinho or any of these other guys. Let's get the true legends of the game. Get them together. Get Pele on one side. You're get so Maradona sick. On the other. Just let them go after each other to settle this thing once and for all. What do you think? No? You're not into that?
He just hung up on you.
No, I know. That's okay. I had hung up on him, actually. I had already moved on. I was asking you.
Oh, no.
You don't want to do that?
I don't want to see old man fight. No, didn't you see that from a few years ago?
It was great.
In Vancouver?
Yes.
With the CFL?
It was awesome.
With Joe Capp and the other guys swinging their
wouldn't that be great?
Their chair and their cane at one another? No, thank you.
All right. But so the U.S. isn't going to win this year?
No, they're out.
That's really too bad. I really thought this was going to be the season the U.S. battled.
Didn't get out of pool play because they didn't get into pool play.
That doesn't even make sense. Isn't the U.S. like one of the biggest, wealthiest countries in the world? No. Shouldn't they like probably have a soccer team in the
beauty of soccer.
World Cup?
It levels the playing field.
Wow.
Yep.
That's sad. 206-421-3776. Justin is in Seattle. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Really good. Better now that you're on it. What you got?
Oh, that's awesome to hear that. Thanks, Brock. Hey, so I've been watching a lot of baseball. I've been a big baseball fan for a long time, and I kind of feel like over the past couple years, and especially this year, the umpiring's kind of been a little bit suspect in terms of the quality. And on top of that, their ability to really make quick decisions that seem to be accurate. So I'm curious, what do you guys think the impact of replay has been on the psychology of umpires in baseball? Wow. And do you think, on top of that, we don't quite use it for balls and strikes at this point, but is there ever a point that we'll get to that they'll kind of automate the process behind the plate as well?
Because what do you want, Justin?
Realistically, I'm kind of a traditionalist. I think they should keep the game the way it is. But if you're going to continue to progress forward and you can see how bad some of these guys truly are, you may as well fix it.
Yeah, that's an excellent call. I'll tell you what, you're in the others receiving votes. Not quite in the top five because you haven't been invested enough and won enough big games for us on this show, but you're in the others receiving votes. And the minute you bring up umpiring, Salk to my right's eyebrows get raised because I know it's been a frustration of yours.
Well,
the level of inconsistency.
The last couple of games have been awful. Once again last night, there were a couple of really lousy calls on balls and strikes. Here's the problem, though, Justin. I have been thinking about it a little bit. Is it making them worse out in the field where other than on balls and strikes, where replay matters? I don't know. I mean, I feel like they've been about the same. They're generally pretty accurate. I hate the replay, even the one last night where they're wondering if maybe his body comes off the bag briefly. I just hate that call. I hate that replay can be used for it. I understand why, but it drives me nuts. I don't think that's what replay really was meant to do. I think what is affecting it, though, is our perception based on the K-zone that everybody has.
Yep.
And for years, we could sit here and complain about balls and strikes and have our own opinion. But when it pops up 3 seconds after every pitch and we get to make a definitive call in our mind, that was a strike and he got it wrong. That was a ball and he got it wrong.
It's not even we make that call in our mind. It is what that K-zone.
Well, exactly. And I think that it's always been probably that bad, maybe even worse. But it really stands out to us now. Does that make sense?
I agree. I think that's also kind of a double-edged sword because sometimes I think the K-zone, they kind of give it, you know, the guy makes a call and they say, oh, yeah, that was on the corner. When everybody who really watches baseball is like, give me a break.
Right.
Come on.
Yep. Yeah, I think there are times where we become a little too trusting of the whole K-zone thing. And that's why I think I'm with you. I don't want to see umpires go away.
Was it Eric Burns way back when? I think it was Burnsy that did for that HBO show, Real Sports, where they had him as a umpire behind home plate, and he had the little earpiece in his head. And there was somebody out there, the K-zone was out there, and the computer told him, ball or strike. You know, it was instantaneous based on whether it got in that box.
Right.
And he called balls or strikes over the course of a 9-inning game. Right, and do you want that? Do you want just a human acting? You know,
not really,
is a robot?
I don't want
play?
That. I
don't either.
I guess I want a veteran pitcher to get a little bit more leeway on the outside corner than a rookie. I want an umpire to make sure that guy kind of behaves himself and doesn't show him up and maybe rings him up if he does something obnoxious.
Yeah.
I want a guy who's struggling for control that day to really be forced to throw a good pitch and not get the benefit of the doubt. I think all that adds to the game.
Here's what's interesting.
Don't you?
Yes, I do. And here's what's a point that, and I love this because I love the psychology of it that Justin brought up. And I think about my other job as an analyst. And what if I was evaluated clearly, as objectively as possible, of calls I got right and calls I got wrong, right? Not just as I'm like projecting what's to come, because nobody knows that, but man, you got this wrong. You got this call wrong. You got this penalty wrong. You got these things wrong. Would I be more apt to talk less? Would I have very little opinion? Would it change the way I do my job? Mm. And for these umpires now over the last few years, as this technology has gotten incredible, right, is there's now some of these rating systems and some of these metrics that base it on the K-zone and everything else, to Justin's point. Is it messing with their just psychology, of their ability to do the job? Mike, for 3 hours, if every point that we made was evaluated, of, oh, this one
it is.
Fits, this one
it is. We have the text machine for that.
It is. Yes, sort of. But you know what I'm saying, behind that home plate, and is that affecting these guys and making them even more consistent? Small sample size right now to be determined, but excellent call.
All right, 206-421-3776. Grab Steve, who's in Capitol Hill. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, let me, in 40 seconds, and I'm in a minority here, prove or try to prove that the NHL made a big mistake in how they handled the Vegas thing.
Okay.
Classic example of the lovable expansion team, New York Mets. They were terrible, 1962 to 1968, but they had a big fan base. And then when they made the World Series in 1969, it was amazing, and they've been a powerful team since then. I'm not a Mets fan. New Orleans Saints, I lived in New Orleans in the 80s. They sold out every game for 25 years. You couldn't get a ticket. They make the playoffs, and then they lose in the playoffs, and then they become mediocre. Mm. They sometimes have empty seats for many years. Vegas wins this year. Are they going to win next year? Are they going to win the third year? No, they're going to be like every other team over the years. They'll have their high point before they have any tradition.
Yeah.
So,
like an NFL player,
they're
Steve.
They're short-sighted.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But there is something in between, too, Steve. I agree with you. I think it would be rough for them to win the Stanley Cup in year one. I don't know that that's the best way to make hockey take hold and be a passion sport in Vegas forever. But I do think the idea of not making a new fan base suffer through misery for the first 10 years of its life is a good idea. And I don't think that the NHL was trying to make Vegas this good.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody thought they were going to be this good, but they did change the rules a little bit so that they didn't stink.
Yeah.
And I think that was a really wise decision that unfortunately has worked too well.
You think the instant gratification could be an issue in Vegas?
I do. I do think it might be. I think that, you know, in a place where they're knocking down the best casinos from when I used to go 20 years ago. They're already past their prime.
Yes.
I mean, things go quick in Vegas.
Yes.
That's for sure.
That's
a good point. 206-421-3776. It's just open lines today. We should also point out, and I'll just take a pause from the calls for a moment, that there has been a... a phenomenon sweeping this country over the course of this week. I think everybody has heard either Laurel or Yanny, right? Everyone heard that.
No, all I heard was Laurel.
I'm with you.
192 out of 192.
The Laurel craze that a few people, for whatever reason, call Yanny.
Yes.
And then yesterday was the new one, right? Where it was either Brainstorm or Green, whatever it was.
Green Bullet.
Green, no. Wasn't Bullet.
Green Beret.
Green, no, something else. Who cares? Whatever it was. That was yesterday.
Yes.
My brain has already forgotten, thank God. But Howdy, we did a little research on this to see
if turns out you can create these on your own.
They're really easy to do. So tell us which one you hear here. There's a couple there. Tell us what you hear here.
Canoe. Juice.
What do you hear?
Canoe. Juice.
I hear cano.
I hear juice.
Cano. Really?
Juice.
I just hear cano. Let me hear it again.
Cano. Juice.
Okay. That's an interesting one. Okay. So I hear cano.
I hear juice.
Juice.
This is tearing already we're tearing
Seattle
apart.
Now I hear cano.
Interesting. That's so funny how that. Okay. What else do you have?
Amazon.
I hear Amazon.
Amazon.
You hear head tax?
I hear head tax.
Oh, so all I hear is Amazon. Hold on.
Amazon.
Let me listen a little more. Let me put both headphones on because we have one on. Hold on.
Amazon.
Yeah, you just hear Amazon.
I just hear head tax.
What?
Yes, listen.
That's so weird.
Hold on. Listen. Listen more carefully.
No, listen to head tax.
You're wrong about this.
It's like you guys are like coming from different perspectives.
Amazon.
And you're just hearing like what you want to hear.
Amazon.
All I hear is Amazon. That's so weird, Brock. With your conservative nature, all you hear is head tax. You're so consumed with taxes. What?
Yankees.
I hear obnoxious. What do you hear?
Yankees.
Obnoxious.
All I hear is obnoxious.
Yeah.
Is there something
Yankees.
Else? Are you supposed to hear another
All
thing?
All I'm hearing is this high-pitched little whine with every one of these words.
Yankees.
I think the other one's Yankees. I hear Yankees.
Well, that does
that.
Make sense.
Hold on. Yankees.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear obnoxious, but I think it's just people referring to our little game here. They think it's obnoxious. All right, 206-421-3776. Those are great. I'm sure those will be sweeping the city, by the way. We may have some more of those in store for you a little bit later. I don't know. Let's grab Paul's in Fall City. What's up, Paul?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Paul, what were you hearing there? Were you hearing him not
no.
use?
Oh, all I hear is head tax.
All right.
100% right on this one.
Thank you. All right. You got, brother?
I've got a basic theory of justice for why the Mariners have had such a struggle since about 2009. Everything from the Bedard trade to wasting Felix's good years to all the injuries of the pitchers last year, to Cano right now, and it's that they were such jerks about trying to get the Sonics back and about the Sonic Soto Arena that until the Sonics come back, they're never going to be successful. Basic karma.
So you think we are or the Mariners are?
No, the Mariners. The Mariners. They went out and they were so loud and aggressive about how they did not want that Soto Arena. And they really like put a wrench in the works.
But what about the fact that they hold on a second here, Paul? hold on 1 second. What about the fact that they were pretty supportive of the arena at Key Arena?
Oh, but that's almost a good part of the point is that they've really soured the grapes so entirely that they had to do something, and that was at least something, but they...
Or what if all along they actually, whether I agree with them or not, what if all along they actually just didn't think it was a good idea to build it in Soto and knew that the person who was trying to build it there couldn't get it done?
Well, you know, I think that the karmic gods are showing what their real heart
or
is.
Or that they were right. Or that they were right.
Head tax.
But then again, all these injuries
it's
and Cano.
Paul, it's a worthwhile thing to think about. Who knows?
I appreciate it.
All right, thanks for the phone call. 206-421-3776. We do have a bunch more calls that we want to try to get to. We got a lot of calls. Got one open line. We got a bunch of these calls. You want to drive James? James is in Bothell. Hi, James. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good.
Ooh, James is a top five.
How do you guys like our Sounders?
They don't seem like they're doing very well right now, right?
Been a rough start.
Yeah, we gotta go. Yeah. We got out of time here. Appreciate the phone call, though, James. 206-421-3776. Back with more of your calls next on Brock and Salk.
You're listening to Brock and Salk.
Live from the Alaska Airlines Studios.
Streaming through the 710 Sports app and on 710sports.com.
Do me a favor, dude. Don't hang up on soccer people, all right?
That was not me.
Don't do it.
That was not me. That was Howdy and Kyle in the other room trying to make me look bad.
That was Lydia all day. Cole!
cold-blooded.
Yeah, Lydia, what's up with that? Why you got to treat the soccer people like that? That doesn't
seem right.
Not even
going to entertain that.
All right. Let me try a couple more of these because okay. I'm not sure people have fully heard this, right? So let's go back. Tell me what you hear.
Okay. Amazon.
What do you hear?
Head tax.
Right.
Amazon.
It's not head tax. I hear Amazon.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't Amazon.
As Laurel people, I think you're supposed to hear head tax.
Really?
No.
Amazon.
No, I think as Laurel people, you're supposed to hear Amazon.
Nanny, nanny.
All I hear is a very low pitch Amazon.
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 All right, we could keep trying.
Okay.
You want another one?
Yeah.
I got a couple more of these. Let's see what else. You like this? What do you hear here?
Scott Service. Oh, no.
What do you hear there, Brock? Let me
no,
try it again.
Seriously, maybe. I heard Scott Service there.
Scott Service.
Nervous laughter.
You hear nervous laughter?
I do.
Scott Service.
I hear Scott Service.
So weird.
You must only hear high tones or something.
Scott Service.
All right, we'll try one more and then we'll get to the phone calls. 206-421-3776. Try one more of these.
Mike Salt.
Wait, hey! What is that about?
What, Mike Salt. I hear Mike Salt.
That's all I hear, too, but...
Mike Salt.
Why is my name in there? I don't want my name in there. I don't feel good about this.
It's your name out my mouth. Is that elitist?
Mike Salt.
I don't know. Hold on. Let me hear again.
Mike Salt. Mike Salt. Mike Salt.
Oh, no, I hear elitist now.
Also,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure it says weird. Mike Salt, like, with a T.
That's keep so my name weird. Out your mouth.
Is that my name with a T?
Mike Salt.
Yeah, I'm definitely hearing a T.
Mike Salt.
206-421-3776. Let's hear from you guys. Let's go to Alex, who's in Everett. What's up, Alex?
Hey, first time caller.
What did you hear there? What did you hear? Did you hear Mike Salt or something else?
Howdy's got you on that elitist program.
What, elitist? That doesn't sound right, does it?
Yeah, it is. Hey, Brock,
Mike Salt.
190, 13%. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. I just want to go Hawks real quick. I'm excited for the, you know, the upcoming return, you know, of the team.
Yeah.
Perfect pieces for Russ and Bobby. You know, Penny's going to do his thing. And, you know, I'm just excited for the season.
What are you buying? Over under right now. What you buying?
Hey, we're going 9-7.
Okay.
It's going to be tough, but we might slip in. You know what I mean?
Okay. 9-7 for the Seahawks. Well, you're going to like around the NFL. We'll bust through a bunch of those topics in about 25 minutes.
I got another Seahawks.
What did he say, though? 190, 30?
13% body fat? It was either 13 or 30, which
okay.
is
13. Oh. 1-9. That's
he's
not
at
bad.
13%?
That's not bad.
You want people giving their body fat percentage?
I don't.
The difference between Brock Heward and Boy Howdy.
I don't. I certainly didn't
ask for it. It's about 30%. It's not 13. I'll tell you that much.
Boy Howdy.
I can tell you where I'm. I know exactly 30%. Where I'm at. So I
30%. Boy Howdy. 30%.
It's more than that, dude. There's no way. There's no way Howdy's at 30 if he goes in right now. I'm at 20.
Boy Howdy.
There's 30%. No way Howdy's at 30 right now.
Next.
What do you think your number is?
I bet it's like 30, 29.
All right, hold 30. On. Let me check one of these, Howdy. Hold on.
Brock Heward.
No, what is that? Hold on.
Brock Heward.
All I hear is body image.
I just
body
hear Brock Heward.
You hear your own name?
Oh, I do. That's
oh, weird.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Brock Heward.
Yeah, like Laurel. Brock Heward. Yeah.
Brock Heward.
That's cool.
Brock Heward.
Body image.
Body
yeah.
image. Definitely body image. That's all I get. 206-421-3776. Our buddy Isaiah is in the running for top five. Isaiah, what's going on?
Not much, guys. How are you?
We're great.
Dude, Yakima was so great last week, Isaiah. Man, it's like 85.
Yeah, that's why I tried calling on Monday. I had a bone to pick with you, Brock. What? I was expecting a picture of your burger and your huckleberry milkshake, and all I got was just thanks, Miner.
Well, it was actually blackberry. For some reason, there wasn't huckleberry. Blackberry was tremendous. The burger was phenomenal. I was there Monday. I almost drove an hour, Isaiah. I honestly Ooh. Made a conscious decision. Like, I'm in Suncadia. It's an hour to Miners, and it's obviously a two-hour yep. round trip. But do I do it? I nearly did it. So, loved it. Thank you. What you got?
More about the Hawks.
Okay.
I think it was yesterday. You guys were talking about how the experts said that they had one of the most unsuccessful offseasons, where I think it's one of the most underrated successful offseasons for Seahawks. Since Pete and John have been there.
Why? So what's the deal? So you and I are on the same page on this, right? I mean, I've been saying the same thing. Why does nobody else understand how great this offseason has been?
It's because they just don't want to understand what John and Paul want to do. They don't understand the dynamics of what they're doing. But if you watch through their history, I mean, this is a testament to what they said they were going to do at the beginning. They got DJ Fluker, who's a road grader, so that's going to solidify the guard position on the right side. You still got to figure out the right tackle, but that's going to come. I think Solari is huge for the line. You got Disley and Dixon who are going to help clear the edges. So like you said a while back, you know, third and one, fourth and one, you don't have Jimmy Graham blocking to try to get a yard. You're going to gain.
Yeah, I think I'm right in between you guys. I'm not the Debbie Downers. Thank you for Isaiah. And I'm not where you guys are. This was, to me, if I had to characterize this offseason, this was necessary. This was the necessary offseason. The necessary offseason to part ways with a lot of players that did incredible things. Mm. You know, we talk about baseball. We talk about this eighth inning. I asked Service about it yesterday. Just players you trust, man. You get to a point. Dave Wyman says it all the time. You know, heck, you know, even guys hit on it with Chuck Knox at the very beginning of this week that he didn't like young players because he wanted to gain the trust of them. They had to go both ways. And there were a lot of trustworthy players that had to go. It was time. It was a necessary offseason of moves, but I can't characterize it as a great one.
Mm.
I don't see guys coming in here right away, Mike. I see role players. I see those that may grow and develop over time, and Rashad Penny, and I sure hope they hit home runs. But I can't say it was a great offseason. It was a necessary one in my mind.
Yeah, but for the last few years, they've needed to do something similar to this and haven't. I mean, they in my view, they finally got the message of what they needed to do and got back to being themselves. So I understand what you're saying. I think the way it has been sort of torn limb from limb by the national press just kind of gets me kind of gets my dander up and my defensiveness up.
Yep.
But I will say, did you hear Jim Moore yesterday, Danny David Moore? I forget what time. I'm going to say it was around, I don't know, 3:30, 4:30. I forget what time it was. But they were talking about Mike Solari, and Jim was going through the article he had read showing that Mike Solari really isn't necessarily the savior that he's supposed to be. And Wyman had some pretty good points that you can't just look at the numbers on that. You actually have to try to figure out the fit and how he's going to work with Brian Schottenheimer. And I hope we're going to get to talk to some of those guys next week and find out.
Coaches still need the clay. Any of them are going to tell you that. Yeah. All right? So when he was in San Francisco, he had some pretty good clay to work with. Right? There were some Pro Bowl caliber offensive linemen. They were elite. He went to New York, and he had some crud to work with.
Yeah.
You know, and you're not going to, you know, mold crud into a beautiful product. It's not going to happen, and it didn't necessarily happen there. Hopefully, Dwayne Brown and Ethan Posick and Justin Britt continue to go the right direction, and they can mold something pretty special.
206-421-3776. Phone lines have been open here since 8 o'clock. Anything you specifically want to say, a sports argument you want to make, something that's on your mind, Marge is in Mukilteo. Good morning, Marge.
How are you?
Great.
So great. Thanks for calling. First time caller. What you got?
So I love the Mariners. I bleed blue. I think the amount of credit that we give to injuries is more deserving of the Dodgers. I think that we're on the path of giving Robinson Cano's situation too much credit, and it just kind of
What do you mean credit?
Well, I mean, he's been here a couple of years already, and we haven't made the playoffs, and he's out of the lineup, and that's a big hit, but we still got 24 other people that need to play every day to have a successful ball team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we just really take away from those other players and take away the support we should be giving them to help them get through the day-to-day games because it's a grind.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Marge. Thanks for the phone call.
Solid. Yeah. The other guy's got to contribute. That maybe Robbie isn't all that great.
I just want to make sure I understand, though, so I have this one right.
Yes.
Cano gets busted, and it's on us to support the rest of it. Yes. If they don't win, it'll be on us?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think that's fair.
Glad we're on the same page.
I like
your
responsibility.
I would like to have that.
I'll take it, Marge.
That sounds fantastic. Ryan's in Lacey.
What comes with the responsibility of this job, all right?
What up, Ryan? What's on your mind?
Hey, guys, would you rather have Tim Tebow start for the Mariners or the Seahawks?
Oh, start?
Great call. Which is better?
Great question.
It's hard. Okay, so let's reason this out for a second. If he starts for the Seahawks, he hasn't played football in a while, so that would be a bit of a problem.
There. No, I don't want that.
But you could just run the ball, which is a lot of what you're going to do anyway.
Does he have to start at quarterback, or can he start at fullback?
Ah.
Give me Tim Tebow at fullback.
Ryan, can he start at fullback?
Either or.
Great. There we go. Answered the question. I don't need to see him. Don't need to see him try to hit a major league baseball.
I think I'd have him on the Mariners. We already saw what it looks like to just carry somebody around who doesn't belong there for a
while. Oh, howdy.
Howdy, Mariners. Kyle.
All right, tell me what you hear. I got another one. Tell me what you hear.
Mariners. Mariners.
I hear nerds.
Yeah, I kind of hear nerds also. Are the Mariners nerds?
Let's see.
NBA. NBA. NBA.
Fixed. I hear fixed. What do you hear, Brock?
Is this going to go as viral as Laurel and Yanny?
Sure. It'll be all over the country.
Huh?
NBA.
Fixed. I hear fixed. What do you hear?
NBA.
NBA. Well, why? That doesn't make sense. Hold on. Those two things don't even sound alike. Hold on.
NBA.
Fixed. You hear NBA? You hear NBA?
NBA.
Fixed. All I hear is fixed. I can't imagine how those two words would even go together.
Well, now you've got to be hearing fixed.
Really? Hold on.
NBA. Fixed.
Now I hear NBA. This is bizarre. Don't even understand it. We're going to go around the NFL in 20 minutes right after good news, bad news, no news. It's a fun Friday. Next, I'm Rocket Salk.
Good news. Yeah! Bad news. No news. Now, here's Brock and Salk.
The text machine's on fire, man. That's all I can tell you. 710-710, powered by Coors Light. Always taking your text. It was fun to talk to you guys on the phone today. Old school style. Second week in a row with the open lines. What'd you think? How'd it work?
Yeah, I thought our guy with the umpire joined the time. Others receiving votes.
That was good.
Yeah, that was solid. Solid effort.
What was that guy's name?
Jordan? Jordan. Justin.
Cameron.
Jordan.
Cameron. Oh, we're off to a good start with
the
top
five callers
then. I think it was
Cameron. Right? Wasn't it Cameron?
It definitely was not Cameron. He brought up the World Cup and you hung up on him.
No, that was James.
Well, he brought up the Sounders.
Rock Hewitt.
Stop it.
Why?
Stop that.
Obnoxious.
This is good news, bad news, no news.
Yankees.
Good news, bad news, no news.
Obnoxious.
Yeah, that was very obnoxious. The Mariners may be planning to keep D. Gordon at second base and moving Robinson Cano to first. That, according to Ken Rosenthal yesterday.
Yeah, at the Athletic.
Yeah.
And Ken Rosenthal is, you know, I shot this note back to you guys last night when we were sending around emails. I mean, he's as good as it gets. I mean, he's as trustworthy. If we laugh at Ian Rappaport and poke holes in so many of his topics at times, Ken Rosenthal doesn't report stuff unless he's on it. So he's got sources inside that have indicated some of that, and I think that's good news. That's being prepared for anything. The versatility that you need, whether it was Robbie Cano's injury history the last 2 or 3 years, whether, I don't know, maybe they knew something that we didn't all know either, and to have a Gold Glove caliber guy waiting for Robbie to fill in for 80 games and then maybe do it on top of it over the long term, good news. Easier to find outfielders than it is Gold Glove winning second baseman.
I would say that is probably true. But God, I really liked him in the center field. Like, I was kind of really getting used to the whole thing. I don't know. I'm going to say for now it's no news. We'll take this as it comes in a couple of months.
Good news, bad news, no news.
Reliever Ryan Cook debuted for the Mariners last night, his first big league game since 2015.
Yeah, this is actually awesome news. The story behind Ryan Cook is crazy. I mean, you go through all of the injuries that this guy had. So, did you hear that, Brock? You were at the game, but if you heard Aaron sort of bringing up his whole history, he strained his lat when he first got to the Mariners. While rehabbing from the lat injury, he tore his
hamstring.
While rehabbing from both of those, he eventually ended up having Tommy John.
Well, he tore his UCL to have Tommy John.
And then on the way back from that, he hurt his legs again.
Yeah, he also had a nerve thing.
Scar tissue around
this
the nerve.
Poor guy.
His hand went numb.
He hasn't pitched since 2015. It was just a great story just to see him out there last night. Here he was after the game.
This means the world to me. It really does. This one means the most out of any calls that I've got to come back to the big leagues. And like you said, the time away is just... It was a humbling experience and made me realize what it is, what it feels like to be in this clubhouse and how much you miss that. And I'm just really excited for the opportunity.
Yeah, by the way, he was filthy. He's got really good stuff.
Gas.
You're going to have to be careful with him. You're going to have to treat him like a porcelain doll. But other than that, man, he was filthy. Keep that going, and eventually he'll be in the eighth inning replacing these other guys.
Really good news. Personally, professionally, this bullpen needs it. It's been, nearly 1,000 days that he was out of Major League Baseball to come back,
crazy.
Which is about half of the 2,002 days it's been since Wazoo's gotten UW in the Apple Cup.
Good news, bad news, no news.
Kyle? You okay?
It's all good. It's been 2,002 days. Don't worry about it.
A lion doesn't listen to the opinion of sheep.
Rock Hewitt.
It's been 2,002 days.
Rock Hewitt.
Go ahead, Lydia. Sorry.
Former Yankee teammate Mark Teixeira says he's not surprised Robinson Cano got busted for PEDs.
Is this on me? I'm so mad about this. Like, I think this is the most ridiculous thing in the world. I think he is so holier than thou. Mm. And I said it earlier. First of all, he pretends like he doesn't want to talk about it, and then he launches right into his little opinion on it. And I'll just say this, if you're so concerned that all the guys who were on your team with you when you won in 2009 were dirty, give back your ring. If you think cheating is such a big... Give back your ring, dude.
Yep.
Put your money where your mouth is.
I'm going to say this is bad news. Mark Teixeira can do what he wants to do, but this is the bad news end of it for Robbie Cano, that has to sit away from his team for 80 days. Can't be a part of it. I did appreciate that from Service, who said in his personal phone call, Robbie was most bummed that he couldn't be around the team, and I believe it. After he broke his hand, that cast came on, and he was out in the dugout wanting to support these guys.
But this is going to be the norm. I mean, look, you're going to have to grin and bear it for a couple of weeks. Then all of this will go away.
Unless this team starts to lose and starts to go the other way, and then you're going to feel a lot of blame and a lot of anger.
Nationally, this will go away. The only reason this is even a story nationally is because of the New York Yankees and the New York press. That's the only reason this is even still a big story. I bet you
good news, bad news, no news.
I bet you Robbie wished he had played football instead of baseball. This story would have gone away before it even started.
Interesting.
The ACC has proposed expanding the NCAA basketball tournament from 68 to 72 teams.
I'm okay with 72, actually.
No, you're not.
I mean, if it makes it work a little easier.
Go join Team Yanny.
Yeah, I'm not okay with 92 or whatever the stupid thing they wanted to do way back when, but
they'll get there if you allow it to go from 68 to 72.
I'm going
to
say no
news. Where's your slippery slope?
It's true. I'm going to say no news.
Go slippery slope.
I'm going to say no news.
Please.
I'm going to say no news.
There's a slippery slope here, Brock. I've got to tell you.
There's no question about it. We've seen it.
72, eventually you'll get to 96.
Pac 8 to Pac 10 to Pac 12.
Just let them all in. This is too many. I think you're just fine where you are. Leave it where it is. Got a texter here, 710-710, saying, all right, which do you hear, Ryan Cook or CJ ProSize? That's not right. You can't layer those two names over each other and see what you hear. That's wrong. That's mean. Gracious. How dare you, 509? How dare you?
When people a little fired up. It's cloudy, raindrops on Friday. It's been all sunny. People angry on that text.
Text machines all over the map.
Good blame Howdy's stupid little game. No news.
Root Sports is doing a players-only broadcast.
Yeah,
tonight.
What's up with that? About time. Blowers, Dan Wilson, Ryan Roland Smith. Power trio right there. Great news.
It is good news. I think it'll be fun, but I miss Jay Buhner. I miss Jay this year, man.
Getting squishy with it?
Yeah, I love Tuesdays with Jay. I miss Jay on the broadcast.
I do too.
And I know that's a
polarizing opinion. Can you imagine Jay as a field analyst down there? Like they put Buster only down in the field? Can you imagine Jay?
Why do you
make
your arms like that? Like Buster squished?
Yeah, he's kind of squished down in like the camera well. Hey, we'll go down to Jay down there. What do you think, Jay?
I miss Jay, man. I love having Jay on the call. I always found him incredibly entertaining, so I think that's been.
I know, and Blowers has been doing some radio right during the spring and stuff. He's kind of done some of the play-by-play. Yeah. He'll be awesome. That'll be a great broadcast.
He'll be good at it. Yeah, it should be fun. That'll be tonight, and of course, you can always listen to the game. If you don't like it, you can listen to the game on 710 ESPN Seattle pregame show at 6. Mariners and Tigers at 710.
You know, it'd be a heck of a show.
What's that?
Marty and Jay, Marty Smith, Jay Buhner. Can you imagine those two with the show? I would tune in.
I thought when you started saying Marge, I thought you wanted Marge, who called the show about
Marge,
a half hour ago.
Marge is solid, too.
I thought you wanted Marge to maybe do a
you
show.
You ever realize the level of responsibility we have? The sports
who was
radio
the guy
show?
Yesterday who blamed us, the media, for Cano taking whatever he took
that
to
was,
begin with?
That was Ken.
That was just about 20 minutes ago, I think.
Yeah, what's on us?
It was not yesterday.
The media really is taking a bum rap in the last year or two.
It's
amazing
bro.
The things we can be held responsible for. Who knew?
If you don't want the responsibility, get out.
I may. I can't handle it. I can't handle the responsibility for Robinson Cano's choices.
Yep.
And if that's going to be the case, I might have to bow out. Yep. I don't know.
So much pressure.
But I'm not going to give you guys what you want, so that's why I'm not quitting. I'm not gonna give in to you, Textoy. Just because you want me out, that doesn't mean I'm leaving. You're stuck with me, Textoy. You're stuck with around the NFL. We got some great stories to go over next. I'm Brock and Salk.